This is Tamara Wallace on the 2024 Wheat Harvest Tour, and I'm visiting with Lance Martindale. He's an area manager for the Dighton location with the Garden City Co-op. Lance, tell us how the wheat harvest has been going around here in Dighton.
It's been staying pretty steady. A lot better than last year, to say. We've been having a lot more better yields than expected around this area, for sure. And test weights have been staying pretty good, about 60, 61. And not having to deal with a lot of rain, just about one here, so.
So far as you said the yields were better than what you were expecting, what did you think they might have been before everything got started?
I was thinking we were going to see 30s, 40s, but some of the guys have been showing significantly better than that.
And how's the protein been?
Protein's been pretty good. Some areas a little bit less.
And tell us where your customers, the geography, where they come from.
Mainly south of Dighton, just a little bit into Finney County. North, we go all the way past Shields, quite a few miles. And then Alamota area, then west here to Amy, about 5 miles from Dighton.
And about when did you guys get started?
We would have started on June 13th, is when we took our first load.
And about when do you think you'll finish up?
I'm guessing a lot of the guys will finish here this week, depending on the rain forecast here. It'll definitely trickle into next week for sure.
And have you had to stay open late?
Yes, we've been working pretty long hours. The guys have been doing a really good job here.
How much wheat do you hold here at your facility?
Dighton, we hold about 1.8 million, and the other locations right around 1.6, and another one about 700,000.
Do you think you'll have to ship any out?
No, we got plenty of storage here.
And this is Tamara Wallace on the 2024 Wheat Harvest Tour, and I've been visiting with Lance Martindale. He's the area manager with the Dighton location with the Garden City Co-op, reporting for KFRM.